He asked for the black. That was, yeah.
Yeah, y'all did ask for a 10-minute additional stop.
Nah, it wasn't 10.
That's probably what it was.
Nah, it was 35 minutes.
I'm literally at this.
At the Wawa.
35
listen,
minutes.
I wasn't even at, I couldn't even, I was at the top of the hill where I can just barely see the 7-Eleven. Mm. And just inching down that hill. Mm. Past the church that don't exist. Mm-hmm. Just withering away, coming down.
Yeah.
That sweet church, old town. Just to stop.
They've been building that church for
black.
A minute.
I had to look like the black to go get the black.
It's not wrong. What is a black?
Someone who looks burnt out. And I did not want to go in there and ask for it. I didn't want to ask.
I look like a black.
I didn't want to go and ask. True. And then I had to get on the phone and act like I was talking to somebody so they can direct me on what to get. So I don't look like the smoker.
Did you get the black stuff?
Yes, I bought it for him.
Was it the right kind?
No.
You know it was a regular flavor.
A regular
flavor? Who was I supposed to know?
You know it was a regular flavor.
I told you. As soon as I saw the text, I said, they idiots.
Yeah. As soon as I said that,
should have been more specific.
Karan, get a black. Okay.
Should have been more specific. You're talking to somebody that knows nothing about it.
You're going to walk right to the store. Hi, can I get a black?
Yes, I did. And then she was like, do you want it in plastic? I was like, yeah, whatever that means.
Yep.
She's like, no flavor? I said, no, I don't know. No, just that. Just get it.
Have you ever smoked a black before?
No.
Never? Be honest.
Maybe like 7th grade.
Try to say, you from the valley, man.
You smoking blacks in the 7th grade? That's crazy.
Carl Sandburg was off the chain.
Shit.
Yeah. I was right.
Did you? Yeah. Well, you know what it's like.
Did you smoke blacks too?
In the 7th grade?
Hold on, y'all went to the same school?
I definitely talked to black in the 7th grade.
I remember him there. Yeah, I'm probably older than him.
I feel like J-Bo has a beard that just signifies he smoked blacks.
Think so? Same, how old are you?
He's old.
Yeah. Just don't tell your age. You gotta hold the mic closer too. Yeah,
closer.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Act like you on stage, like battling against B-Rabbit.
Put
or
that
something.
Jump, but so close. I guess I got this
top of doc style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it.
Papa Doc was trash. You be at it.
That's so stupid.
Papa Clarence Doc was trash.
Clarence was the worst one. He's the worst one on there.
Hey, Paul.
No, I was just. I can't get this like. This lyric out of my head, but I just want to know what you guys like first reaction is. So. On the way here, we was listening to, I believe it was 42 Doug with Sexy Red.
Yep.
And it was the chorus just like, she ain't got no panties on. Yeah. Ain't got. And my instant reaction was like, well, what does that look like? What does that smell like?
What does it smell like? Especially if it's Sexy Red.
It's happening. And it wasn't just Sexy Red, because towards the end, it's like a chant. It's like multiple.
Yeah, so it's all
like, we ain't got no panties on. We ain't got no panties on.
So you just automatically thought, what does that smell like?
What does that smell like? What does that smell like?
Because it stinks in there.
Because you would think. And the reason,
not only do they not have panties on, they're on the dance floor.
Right. They're on the dance floor. Let me give you some context, because if this was like 10 years ago, I'd have been chanting like, she ain't got no panties on. But like now, for some reason, I like, my reaction is different. Like, I don't know what it is, bro.
You're saying what?
You just think that the girls these days are not keeping themselves well kept?
At the show. I don't know. But
so now when they flagging around as funk?
I just think Sexy Red smells. I've never met her before, but I think
she's very basic. And it's okay.
Nah, it's crazy. Cause
why do you think she smells?
Why, she posted a picture one time as a gynecologist
talking about
relaxed. Here to see why my coochie stink. Mm. I said, yo, even if you're joking, my nigga, like, I smell pussy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facts.
That's a good enough.
But, you know, it's crazy because D.L. Hughley talked about her and he said it's just fucked up how, like, that's how white people view us is Sexy Red. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they're gonna pick and choose. Which ones they want to.
She's exuding.
We got Obama. You know, as a fucking, you know, like as a example too. We ain't gotta go from Sexy Red to.
But that's the reality, though.
But yeah, yeah.
That's the reality. You know what
I'm saying? Obama not on the radio.
Have y'all seen American Fiction?
No. What is that? Is that his podcast?
No, it's a movie with Jeffrey Wright, Tracy Ellis Ross.
Gotcha.
It's a comedy,
but it's like satire.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, about black people and as far as like what to appeal to the white people as far as like
stereotypes
writing
and whatnot.
Yeah, Issa Rae and all that shit is in it.
It's a really good movie,
even though it's funny. Is it okay to have
stereotypes with people?
I think it is.
I think stereotypes are natural. Everybody got stereotypes.
Is it natural to do that, or is it just like, you know? I think some American shit.
No, I think it's that coupled with a survival instinct. But I would say the black community has been plagued more than any other culture because we always are on defense.
Of course.
Even what D.L. Hughley said about, you know, associating, that's how, you know, people will view us.
Yeah.
It makes sense, but it's like, why do we have to go there? Right? Why do we have to think that that's how people are going to think about us when honestly, Sexy Red is being her authentic self? I mean, for her to speak about a discharge, which is crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
But that should happen.
It does, but I mean, it's a little extreme. Some things I think that it should not. Yeah, yeah. It should not be something that.
It shouldn't be a lip. It shouldn't be a lip gloss. She had a lip gloss called like green discharge or some shit like that. Yeah.
On that dance floor.
No, she had lip gloss. Like
yes, that's the name of the lip gloss.
Green discharge.
Green?
Yes. Green discharge. Yeah, she, her lip
so now in my mind, when a girl is smearing that on her lips, I think of funk.
Yeah.
I think of pure adulterated funk.
Back to what Steph said from the jump.
She stinks.
Yeah.
And that's how she I felt smells, when man. I went inside to get the black. I felt like.
Well, you had green discharge.
No, I felt like sexy red. And you're.
Same thing.
That's disgusting. Disgusting.
How do we get
it?
Yes, sir.
Yo, this your boy P, man. Hey, this is the reunion. We got everyone here, man. Shout out to Mr. Rem the Model.
Yeah.
What's good, Nick?
What's popper, G?
Miss Marvelous. It's been a minute.
Hola.
No doubt. You need your own segment today. Like a whole hour. Just go off. You know, we got to catch up with you. It's been a minute.
That'll be after.
Yeah, we'll be after. Okay, cool.
Definitely sticking to the agenda.
No doubt. Steph, what's goody?
My nigga, how you feeling?
And we got a plus one in the building.
Yep.
What's up, man? I'm J-Mo.
All right, I was going to ask you what you want to go by, but, you know.
There it
no
is.
No doubt, no doubt.
Everybody know me as J-Mo. So
absolutely, absolutely, yeah, man. Yeah. How are you feeling, though, ladies and gents?
Good, man.
Yeah?
Good.
Good vibes. Everyone looks mad tan.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone has got back except for me.
Me too.
You know, everyone literally was somewhere this past week.
Some
good stories, some not so good.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into all that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Good stories.
But, yeah. Sexy red discharge. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's
green discharge.
Green discharge.
That's snot.
Yeah, it's snot.
It is snot. That is snot.
I don't know what's
that
going
is
on
snot.
There.
I had a question I was going to pull. I'm just going to throw it out there right now, though.
Disgusting.
Okay. Would you eat your boy's boogers?
That's what?
This is crazy.
Let me finish.
The fuck.
Go somewhere
for 1K, or would you rather...
1K.
Yeah. Would you want more? All right, for 10K.
Disgusting.
For 10 bands.
For nothing.
For would you eat your homie's boogers? Or for 100K, would you eat your friend's vomit?
Neither.
Neither.
I'm out.
Wow, look, that's crazy. Boogers for 10K? What's the quantity of the boogers we talking about?
Because
nigga,
I
eat one of y'all boogers for 10K. One booger?
Is it a hard booger or is it slimy?
It's a slimy.
Oh,
it's a combo.
Good.
You talking noodles and fries.
I'll put that junk
in a glass of tequila right here.
Brother.
But what's so crazy is that, and look, the majority of people understand, well, half and half, but y'all are parents, so I'm pretty sure you guys have experienced and witnessed some crazy shit when you guys were raising your young toddlers.
Have you ever experienced a woman that is discharged?
Wait,
have
you
seen
mean?
It?
Not we're going back?
Seen
we're circling back
like,
now?
Oh, yeah. That's that discharge right there.
Yeah, for sure. It ain't green.
Jesus.
All right. All right.
I just trying to open something up. Hey,
Did y'all tell J-Mo what kind of podcast this was before y'all invited him?
I mean,
it's charged booger. I don't.
It was in the same realm.
It's all coming out of the body.
It's distant.
Distant cousin.
But no, but you guys have kids, right? So like growing up, I mean not growing up, but raising them, I'm pretty sure you guys experienced some crazy shit. Shit on your arms, shit on your face. No?
Jesus. No.
So you've never had an incident.
My son might have peed in my face, but like I'm changing a pipe.
No,
changing
no exploding
shits.
No, 100%.
No.
100%. Shit all up the back.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
talk about it.
We just want to sit a nigga outside and hit him with the water hose type shit. Like,
not on me though. Not on me. But yeah.
Moms, we deal with it different.
So, would you eat your baby shit for 10K?
That's
a completely different question.
Yo,
no,
what is going on?
That's enough.
That's
enough.
Hey yo,
nah.
We went from
this is crazy.
No. But it's a baby.
He's tripping.
It's innocent
feet.
Hey, we all got tans.
Remember that one time we went to Honduras? That was crazy, right? Yeah. Shout out to Roatan.
Roatan Beach was nice, man.
I want to start with Nick, though, because that was just your first time out of the country.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's get into it, man.
It was dope, man. It was going down was better than coming back. Definitely because
can't always.
Yeah. I know, but just far as like the flight and everything is like it was a lot. It was seemed like it was more hassle coming back than it was going down. It was smooth going down there, man. But it was a great experience, bro. Hot.
Of course.
Different type of sun. Yeah, man, it was, the kids had free range. The resort was nice as shit. You know, your key was on your wrist. You know what I'm saying? So the kids got to leave out if they wanted to. Monty went and watched the fight with them. You know what I'm saying? And while me and Ebony was back at the crib, you know, just chilling, the kids had their own little parties going on. It was cool.
Legit.
You know what I'm
saying?
They had their own party.
Yeah, they had their own party with candy.
They went with a bunch of candy and shit.
That sounds like fun.
They had a motherfucking countdown in the room, and we was all out doing grown people shit.
Yeah.
That sounds
I think they spent about $130 on candy.
Really?
Real shit. Then Marcus say it was like $70. Jason Cam got $70 from
$70.
I gave Chloe $30.
And she spent all that on candy?
Candy and chips and
drinks. They're going to remember that for the rest of their life.
Yeah, they had their own party.
Got a whole kid party.
They had their own kid party.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. It was dope. It was dope, man.
What's the highlight for you, though?
The highlight was my youngest son took a shot.
Did he? What the fuck was that?
Kingston on the beach.
Well, oh, yeah.
Should we talk about this from here?
It was an accident, bro. Kingston is 10. You know what I'm saying? We down by the coral, like snorkeling and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I took a drink out there with me, like putting a little in a bottle, little tequila and like cran tropical juice or whatever. And his goggles kept fucking up, so I had to clean his goggles off.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave him the bottle at one time. I was like, "Hold this, let me clean the goggles." You know what I'm saying? Hey.
We're talking about it like a plastic bottle with a lid on it.
It's a plastic bottle with a lid on it.
Tequila
mixed with some other shit.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I did not tell the nigga to drink nothing. I said, hold this, let me, you know, whatever. Next thing you know, he's, blah, what is this?
He ain't take a sip. He guzzled that junk.
Thinking it was juice?
Yeah, think it was some juice. And spit that shit out. He'll crawled his way back that. To the motherfucking...
He crawled out the water,
bro. Yo. And it's just funny because right before that, Wayne kind of taught him how to float.
Mm.
So I was like, my man took a shot, learned how to float, everything, and like...
All in the same
30
motion.
Seconds,
that
bro.
That was a good twist because I was thinking crazy. That real shot.
Can I ask a question? My bad to interrupt the story. Okay, all of y'all float?
Yeah.
I can't. I still can't float.
I don't think I can float.
I know you can't float.
Yeah, I don't think I can float.
You would have floated in that motherfucking water out there, though.
Yeah.
You said
that.
For sure.
In the pool, I can.
I can swim, but I can't float.
I can do all of the above. I'm a fish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me and Rem raced.
He can't swim, right?
No. Who won?
He beat me by 3 seconds.
That's a lot. That's a lot. 3 seconds is a lot.
Yeah. And he had a shirt on.
And I had drag.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, it's cool.
Gotcha. But I don't want to talk about race.
You on your wrist too?
Huh?
Don't you even start.
Nah. I was swimming in the ocean. I ain't losing this.
Shut up, Paul.
But Steph, what would you say your highlight was?
I mean, shit, for me, it's just being in the beach, being in the water. I think I was in the water probably like 5 hours a day, bro. Facts. Like just cooling in the water. But, I mean, we met a nigga down the jump.
Oh, man.
Shout out my nigga Leon, bro.
You got stories.
Shout out Leon.
First night, right? Me and Rem, we walking around the resort because we just lurk.
And Marcus.
Once everybody asleep and Marcus, everybody asleep. Resort basically shut down. We feel like we the only niggas out there. We walking around and we smell some tree. I said, Rem, you smell that? I said, yeah. I said, I think it's coming from over there. We started walking in one direction. Smell went away. We said, it must be back there.
We was hound dogs.
On a journey.
First night.
Steph getting on fours.
That's crazy. Now. That's crazy.
Pause.
That's not
what
crazy.
Is happening?
He's a hog.
Wow.
Benzino dog.
That's wild.
Jesus. What is that? The Benzino dog. Yo, you wild.
So, go ahead. Continue.
So, long story short, we hear some music coming from over in the cut right by Marcus's room. These people down there hanging out and shit. We go down there. It's a couple little couple people down that joint, my man hitting the J. I said, yo, where y'all get the tree from? He said, oh, the security guard got it.
Yeah.
I said, what? Okay. So we go holler at the security guard, nigga named Leon, sell us some tree. Long story short, we end up hanging with this nigga Leon every night of the trip.
As you should.
I'm sure. Yeah. He's what? A plug.
The what? Plug.
My man came in at 6 o'clock p.m. and worked till 6 a.m.
Yep.
So ever he was the night shift. And basically after 6 o'clock, at that joint, we had that joint locked down. We can do whatever we want.
Whatever we want.
Hit J's out that joint, roll up.
If
that
we wanted
music
to be
loud.
In the pool or whatever, he was coming around. He's like, you good?
Yeah, yeah. Young brother too.
I get a nigga my Air Force Ones.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
It's very charitable.
It was for black, right?
What was it for?
Don't worry about it.
What was it for?
It was for some herb, bro.
No doubt.
That's for some herb. Whoa. Ain't no blacks down there. I brought some down there.
I know you did.
I brought some down there.
I know
there.
You did.
I was asked to bring some down.
And y'all probably ran through them in a day.
What?
Quick. Hoover.
Quick. Quick. No, not me.
We know who
it is. Not me. It was not me. It was not me.
It was Wayne. Ball.
It was Ball. Wayne Hallwood.
Ball.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Call him out
by name. This
posh. I should have brought four. I only brought two packs.
Can't believe it. Wayne out there
Nick
like that.
Bringing two packs down. I said, are y'all dumb?
Poor Wayne.
Yeah.
I said, really? You got Marcus, Wayne, Steph, Nick. I said, y'all dumb? You got two packs? What y'all going to do with two packs?
Yeah.
You know we got four days left, right?
Yeah, I didn't think about it.
Yeah, them Jones.
But I was. This is my first time traveling out the country, so I was, you know, what I'm saying, I was a little skeptical. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, about the tobacco.
Yeah, about yeah, just yeah.
Well, you also had to worry about medicine and all the whole types of other shit.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Barney shit and
all that.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, me and Marcus had the all-inclusive, so we was, you know, able to just go to the...
Yeah. They was hooking us up. Yeah,
slight flex.
We was able to go over the bar, you know, let me get four beers, come back, need a beer, you know what I'm saying? As long as you weren't extra hot with it. The one time we were semi-hot with it and got cozy, niggas got caught.
Yeah.
Right.
Marcus went over to the bar, ordered two drinks, immediately gave a jump to Steph. I wasn't there at the time, but then they said that the bar, another waiter clocked the situation. Walked over and was like, oh, yeah, you good because you got the all-inclusive, but your man got to pay for his drink.
Yeah.
Even though Marcus ordered him. So and we wrapped it out. We was just like, you know, don't be stupid.
That's
petty.
Just give it up.
Well, I'm pretty sure other people were doing it.
Everybody
does it.
And one of the guys was saying that it comes out of their pocket if they get caught doing it, basically.
Was y'all at a resort or y'all was at like an Airbnb situation?
Resort.
A full-blown resort, yeah.
Our resort was the only one that had the security, though.
Okay. How was the food? Did y'all have like buffet style?
Food?
So the resort had buffet breakfast in the morning for everybody, including for anybody staying there. And then they also had like buffet food for the all-inclusive portion. It was okay, you know what I'm saying? Nothing crazy. The best food was at the little restaurants we ate at.
Yeah.
All the restaurants, including the one at restaurant we ate at on the resort. That was pretty good too.
Yeah.
But all the restaurants that we ate at around there was all fire. We had no like local cuisine and nothing like that specifically because it's all kind of touristy around there. So
That my man Zeke right here.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. We was in the restaurant.
That's the first time I've been called Ezekiel Elliott.
So, I'm trying to tell you, I got stories.
That's not your first time.
I said it's not my first time. I don't like it.
We got some stories, right? So, it was a little fight.
Cut it out, dog.
It was the little fire show going on and shit. The little fire joint.
Yeah.
He stepped off to go find, I think, Cam or somebody.
I went to go talk to Leon.
He stepped off. And he passed some white people, dog, that was walking past. And I'm standing there. And he was like, was that Ezekiel Elliott?
It was dead serious too.
I was like, "Yo,
you
want to
go take some pictures?"
Dead serious. I would have. I didn't know who said it though.
I should have sized it. I didn't even think about it. I should have sized it.
What was funny is that was the night that I believe Lee went to go get some tree because Nick had just got there, so he went to go get a bag of tree for Nick for me.
Gotcha.
So Steph went to go holler at Lee, came back, got me, and was like, "Hey, Lee, need to holler at you about the tree." I was like, "Bet." So I go find him, and I step off, walk down the beach, get the tree, da 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 da, wrap for a second, walk back. As soon as I walk back, Lisa walks up to me and she was like, Jace was so worried. Jace came running over to me tomorrow. Why is Rem getting going with the cops? Why is Rem going with the cops right now? Why is he getting in trouble? Why is somebody doing that with the cops? As soon as I got back, Jace was like, yo, why were you walking with the cops, bro? What's going on? Like,
little do we know, we had the nigga in our pocket.
Y'all was sweet.
I gave my man $30. He came through like the third night there or something. And he was like, this is the second time he came through. He literally pulled up, threw me some tree in my hand. Gave me a paper. I was like, yo, roll that up. I'll be right back. Bet. Shit.
He come
on with him. You know what I'm saying? Boom. And he came through like 2 days later, a day later, and was like, yo, I ain't that good at rolling. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I got these two people just trying to buy some tree. I can sell them this bag, but I can sell them two J's for 32. You trying to hold me down real quick? It's like, I got you, Lee.
Oh, nice.
Stuff some two little
papers.
Yeah, yeah.
Homie was out there hustling, bro.
He was out there hustling. That's all he do is hustle,
that's
tree,
that's
hustle the papers.
That's all
he
do.
That's crazy.
Cool dude. He said, what do you say? Next time you come back, man, we're going to go out into the ocean and catch some big lobster.
Big lobster.
Seafood broil.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, yeah. Because everything, like, honestly, bro, you know, I have, like, bad indigestion, acid reflux, and shit like that.
Damn.
Eating.
He just said I'm going to Kevin Hart jump,
damn. No bullshit. But I had none of those issues out there at all.
With the food and
with
shit?
With none of the food. Like, especially when it's eat steaks and shit like that. Mm-hmm. All that shit was fresh.
Steaks, nigga? Yeah, of course.
Surf and turf.
You gotta eat that once a week.
Nah, but out there, it's fresh. You ain't had no issues. Mm. It was, the lobster tail was hitting. Nigga, I had a fried lobster po' boy. That shit was on point. No, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. That shit was hitting.
I can't lie right now. You sound like a
whole
nigga, right?
Yeah.
Hey. Fried lobster po' boy.
Damn, motherfucker, yeah, so that shit good. Was hitting.
Nah,
the was... only thing they sliced was them tacos.
Them sauce was good, bro.
Y'all sliced them tacos.
Them sauce was good.
Soft shell joints?
Yeah.
I mean, the tacos was good. The tacos was good. They was walking around the whole trip talking about how fire these tacos were that we had like 3 nights ago.
The pizza
but,
was
amazing. Wait, that's also my personal opinion. I enjoyed the taco that much. So I didn't
best
size
taco
it.
I've ever had in my life.
I didn't size it. You just didn't agree with my assessment of the taco.
I.e., you sized it.
Yeah. So collectively, you guys had a good trip.
Amazing.
Oh,
amazing
trip, bro. To the last day.
This nigga smoked us on the jet ski.
Well, of course. I'm a pro.
Yeah. We had to keep going back and forth, too, to drop the kids off and switch kids. So, at the last minute, it was like after we. All the kids got a chance.
We had like six, 7 minutes to ourselves without having to go taxi kids back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man.
And my man
got stung by a bee in the bottom of my foot.
And he got fucked. His knee got fucked up in the same day.
I stepped on it on accident.
And you got thrown off the banana boat and ruined your knee.
I sprained my knee.
The same day.
You fell into the water?
The last day. Yeah, the banana boat throws everybody off.
Yeah.
But somehow my foot got caught on the boat. I don't know if somebody fell on my knee or my momentum just. But I felt the jump and I was like, "This probably ain't gonna be good."
Did you come down on your left side like Big Shirley?
On my whole left side.
Right,
she didn't say nothing.
That nigga was living like shit when he got on that motherfucking boat.
I
thought
he was
hurting. Yeah,
fucked up. I'm walking back from the market. I'm like, what the fuck? This nigga just fell down.
So I didn't even want to go in the first place on the banana boat. I wasn't feeling. Hermona made me go.
That's what's up. Would y'all go back?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Let's
get into what not to do when you travel.
Mm.
J-Mo.
Scene.
Damn, that's how you're just going to intro my shit?
Yeah, that's how we do.
Where did you go?
Let's get it.
I went to Mexico. I went to Cancun for the first time.
Mm-hmm. And?
And I decided to travel with my tree.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I usually do. You know what I'm saying?
Same.
I've been out the country before, but not to
traffic and drugs.
Mexico, right?
traffic and drugs.
You know, a place where there's heavy drug trafficking. So I get off the plane. I'm thinking shit sweet because I got my luggage. You know what I'm saying? I get to buy a bottle. Soon, right off the kiosk. So I think I'm straight. You know what I mean? I bend the corner, go through customs, bend to another corner. And it's a line of National Guards.
Chilling, red flag.
Just waiting
for
random checks.
Yeah, red flag.
So I tried to bundle myself with a nice little handsome family, you know what I'm saying? And they got them too. All of y'all motherfuckers get over there.
Dang.
Yep.
They got them because of you.
Exactly.
Ruined their whole trip.
The whole crew. They all smell like it.
We don't even know this guy.
They bring me over there. The young woman, you know, opens up the luggage and they find the papers in my shoes. Right? Funny just, thing about that, y'all, I didn't wear no tennis shoes over there.
Mm.
I didn't even need them. You know what I mean? But they found the goddamn papers in my shoes, which I thought probably led them to do further investigation into my luggage. They find the shit. Now, what I did was take the weed, the regular weed, switch it out of a CBD case, and then glue it shut.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how I traveled the first time.
Yeah.
So it could look like it's legit, right? But the shit say 4 grams on there.
Yep.
I didn't put 4 grams in there, of course. I put like a half in that motherfucker.
So nigga travel heavy, dog.
Hey, man, I mean, that's gonna the best be there way. For a week, you know, almost a week, you know what I mean? So I yeah. So they find the shit, long story short. Me and her is translating through the phone because of course she don't speak English. I don't speak fluent Spanish. I could just pick up some shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we translating through the phone. I'm like, am I going to go to jail? Because, of course, it's legal where I just got my shit at. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, I bought this from a store. I don't got the receipt, but I'm trying to play that game. So they're like, nah, you know, you just pay a fine. We just got to wait for the police. So the police dude come over there. He got a scale. I'm
like, okay. They taking all that.
Damn.
All right.
Had a scale. So
he puts it on the scale with the plastic. And, of course, it weighs way over 4 grams. So they talking to each other like, you can't weigh it with the plastic, of course. So they get to open it up now.
Yeah.
So when they open it up, you guessed it, that thing is boofing. You know what I mean? Mm. It smelled real, real good. So I'm like, CBD. It's CBD the whole time.
So a fool.
He dumps it out. It's like 13 grams. So, of course, it's way over 4. They take me to the district attorney. A little holding cell place.
Yeah.
Where
oh, I know you're lying.
Yeah. Where I got a...
In Mexico.
And they like... Yeah, in Mexico.
Oh, heck
and
no.
They... Oh, yeah. Before that, they took me into like a little side room and put my luggage side by side with like this flag. And y'all know how they be taking pictures with the cartel? Like mm-hmm. when they catch a drug bust?
Yeah.
They had me stand there with my back towards no. the shit with my luggage. With the little weed and the other officer standing there.
You
yeah,
in the system.
So somewhere my meat rolls is... Yeah.
At this point, what's going through your mind?
At this point, I'm thinking...
I need to call somebody back home.
Yeah, I'm texting people. I'm like texting my mom. You know what I'm saying? Just people at home trying to tell them what's going on because I don't know what's about to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Were they responding?
Yeah, they was
responding. Okay.
They was responding. And when I was in that little room, of course, you can't use the phone. But they didn't take it from me.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So they when they escorted me through the airport is when I'm like starting to freak out a little bit because I don't know where we going.
Gotcha.
You know, and I'm thinking we're going to Mexican jail. And everybody knows you don't want to go to jail in Mexico.
Locked up abroad.
Yep.
So, yeah. And it's hot as a motherfucker. It's hot. So they riding in the truck with me. One on the side.
Oh, they really going through a whole spill.
Yeah.
And this thing came like Narcos.
Me through the city. You know what I'm saying? And I'm seeing the other police, riding around with the guns and all that stuff, like with the choppers. And those are like the some type of army, whatever, police. So they take me into this little room, lock the door. I'm waiting for the American lawyer to come through.
Mm-hmm.
So he is dual citizenship lawyer. He's like, look, yeah, it's 4th of July tomorrow. There's a hurricane coming. I didn't know that.
Oh, it's too much happening at this point.
A hurricane on the way. Yeah.
No.
I booked this trip way. Yeah. So he's like, a hurricane is coming. We don't want you in front of the judge. So we're going to try to do what we can to you know, get you out. But it's going to be $2,500.
Oh.
$2,500.
Like American?
Like pesos?
Like pesos?
You know,
right.
See, you're thinking how I'm thinking. You feel me? She says, I mean, he says, no, USD. I need
$2,500.
Like,
nigga. So I'm like, shake down.
Oh, I know
y'all
lying.
Yeah,
for sure.
My trip is over at this point.
Shake down.
Along with the other people you took down with you.
Right. The family that.
And it's two of them.
Everybody. Everybody trip fucked up.
Fucked.
Two of the Americans are already back
for
this too.
This is out of control.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
and they're definitely
you had to pay the $2,500, didn't you?
So I'm going to get to that. So now I'm like, okay, well, show me some paperwork with that on there. You know what I mean? Do you have anything, any type of documents? Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I'll give it to you at the end. You'll sign some paperwork. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I'm in Mexico.
So,
what
I'm going to
say. You know what I'm saying? So I say, let me swipe my card. He's like, buddy, it'd be better if you pay in cash.
Oh, y'all really trying to get over.
Yeah, Ricardo got you, man.
And y'all going to take what I bought here, it too? Bye. Goodbye.
Right, that's a fact. I don't get to keep this shit. I'm paying $2,500.
And they're going
to
keep it, and they're going to use it.
Oh, yeah. That's their money.
They're going to split it up.
Yeah,
And they're gonna look that up and everything this, that he came over there with.
And they're gonna smoke it. And they're gonna smoke his tree.
Or they're gonna keep the money and sell the tree and probably sell it for more. That's probably terrible. Get another motherfucker $2,000 off of 14. Nigga, crazy. So
after that, I'm like, okay, well, since you won't let me do it that way, I don't want you to have all my cash. Let me send you Zelle for $1,000, right? Let me give you $500 of the cash I got, and then let me swipe my card for the rest. He said, deal, right? Mm-hmm. I got
y'all
you.
Y'all just making deals, though.
Right.
Okay.
Because I
obviously make a deal for me to keep my shit.
I'm on point. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? At this point, I'm trying to just negotiate to get me the fuck up out
of here.
You got
it.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah,
in
that's
a way
fact.
Where you can see where he told me to send that Zelle to him, I was like,
finesse.
Finesse.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
On here? You know
definitely
what I mean?
Yes.
So
brother.
I'm feeling crazy.
Yeah.
So this is, since I'm by myself, he says, well, they about to confiscate your luggage. He brings me 2 trash bags. And I got to take all my shit and put it in the trash bag. And they're not giving it back.
Not damn. Giving the luggage back.
The luggage.
Right.
Yeah. Just imagine if you came there, what type of luggage did you have?
I just had some regular shit.
Like oh, good for you.
Yeah. If it was some designer
imagine
shit.
Imagine if you was balling out and had your expensive luggage. And then they
said,
we taking that.
I'd be traveling mad with shit expensive like luggage is crazy anyway.
Yeah. It could be, but some people want to look the part when they go out of town. So that's what I'm saying.
The whole situation was dodgy.
That's funny. Oh, I
especially
really
if
think
you're trying to cop a deal for something.
That happened to me in the airport. I ran into Mike Epps.
Oh, where?
Oh, fine.
In Miami. On the flight down. Yo, this is shit is wild because this shit happens to me all the time. And I don't know if it's a sign or some type of shit, but whatever. But I'm walking to get some food. Mike Epps is, we catch eye contact. He's walking towards me. I'm walking this way. We catch eye contact. I give him a little, you know, salute. What's up? You know what I'm saying?
He thought she was Lawrence Fishburne.
He walks. This nigga said Lawrence Fishburne. The fuck?
What up, Larry?
Right. Right.
Hey, camera
shit. Larry. What's up, Larry? Your name Larry, nigga. Your name ain't Lawrence. Your name Larry. Nah, but he walked over to me, dapped me up, bro. That shit was crazy. He dapped me up and was like, what's up, bro? I ain't seen you in a minute. How you been?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, I ain't seen you in a minute.
What you say? What you say though?
I was like, I'm good, mom. You know what
exactly.
Mean? Like, how you,
go
you know what I'm saying? Good to see you, whatever, whatever. I stepped off. That was it.
Nah, you should have stepped off. Like, you know what? I left you.
Yeah, you still got the same number.
Yeah. Right. You feel me? You feel me?
What? I've been for that guy.
You know it. We could have had Mike on the pod.
You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, look.
He could have been down on that.
I feel you.
He got,
you know
he got better than that.
I would have turned into a skit. I would have FaceTimed him later. Yeah. You're like, who the fuck is you anyway, nigga?
You remember. You remember.
Yeah, bullshit. It was crazy. Because he was with his wife and everything.
I was making beats in your backyard.
He
you
walked
remember
behind
that?
His wife and everything, came dab me up and like, yo, how you been? I ain't seen you in a minute. You know, like, shit, I'm good.
I wonder who he thought you was.
I wonder too.
Yeah.
Because it happened to me like a few years ago. Well, not a few years ago. It's been some time. But like Big Ticket used to have these birthday events and shit. And I went to one of his joints. And Drano from Sunset Park.
Drano.
And Sweetness from Roll Bounce. Nigga, we had Sweetness. a full conversation. And it was like, what you got going on next, man? I ain't seen you in a minute. How you doing? Like
and I'll show up with my project.
Yo,
I'm not even going to front.
It was wild as shit, though. I'm like, yo, this shit happens too much, dog.
You messing up. Like, I'm going to plug in the project and everything at that point.
I'm trying to think.
Even if I didn't
Pete
have
Rock?
A project, I'd have been plugging it.
Who do you think you are?
I don't know.
You said Pete Rock.
You trying to find out your
I'm just trying to think. Who are you giving right now?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
What kind of vibes is he giving?
I don't know, man. But that's just something's popping on. I don't know, nigga. I don't know.
That's what's good.
It manifests in something, nigga.
No question.
See
you just got
again.
A humble look. And you know, you're not storming them.
Yeah.
So it could be like when you look and you see somebody that's. You kind of respect
I'm not that way.
I'll see you in a minute, but without saying it, like he looked familiar, but I don't know.
Yeah. No question.
But if you'd have stormed him, like, rude, oh, what's up, such, such, to hit him, and like, oh,
I'm like that way with celebrities, period. I'm not like celebrities. You're people. You're a person.
Yeah, they're just
like,
people.
Yo, what's up? You know,
no doubt.
But I definitely would have plugged
whatever. Nice to see you, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
People do have, you know, auras. You do have a good aura about yourself, too. That's inviting. So, yeah, I can see that.
Definitely
would have
pushed the project that I didn't have coming up.
My aura. I was like,
prisoner number 944.
You know what? Now that was karma. You stepped in with that family and messed him up. That was instant karma. He ducked in with the family and God was like, oh, all
right. And it was a white family too at that, right?
Well, no, I, To be honest, I don't even know. I can't even remember.
Gotcha.
You're just trying to get out of the situation.
They probably still over there, too. They ain't even come home yet. Whole family over there.
Still over there. That man in that hat. Suitcase
full of Molly, E-pills. They thought they was good, too.
That's
until J-Mo came along.
That's life-changing, man.
They'll never look at a man with a beard the same.
Right. Well, we're happy you made it out, man.
Yeah.
No doubt.
For real. For sure.
Made it out after being threatened and not fed and no water for hours.
This was hours.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I had a hurricane
stopped you from getting.
You've been in worse situations. Yeah,
life
man,
happens,
so,
man.
Yeah. So we're good. No,
y'all was just talking about y'all beautiful last vacation, and then yeah. Got to mine.
On another note,
I was supposed to go over there for like a tranquility mental release.
No.
Devin was like, "No, thank you. There's no mental release here."
That's all good, man. But amen.
Say amen.
Yo, your boy, man. What's Trump? Niggas popped off yesterday.
Did they?
I don't know. Right. I'm seeing they had this one lady on IG. She was talking about the video when Kennedy was assassinated.
Right.
And how it was, the footage is duped. You know, I'm not going to go into the details, but it made her bring that up. Like, she said a quote like, "And everything that happens appears to be what it is," or some shit like that. And when you see the footage of Trump, it looks real, but it's like, well, where do those additional bullets go? You know what I'm saying? They also mentioned someone else was injured, right?
And killed.
Well,
who?
the shooter was killed.
So, yeah. I haven't heard about anybody
and
else.
I've seen the pictures,
that was
too.
Sitting behind Trump. And she's
that was injured.
Dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I know the shooter was killed, but someone was also injured. But... what does this do?
Wait, is she dead because of a bullet? Is she
I'm
shot?
Assuming it's the bullet.
Okay, this is a fact.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a fact. I didn't hear
so
about that.
When that junk missed his ear, you see that woman.
So, what? It's confirmation that a woman was also killed?
Wow.
What's that?
This was the actual shooter. And then
yeah, Matthew. Matthew Crooks or some shit like that?
Yeah, 20-year-old guy from Pennsylvania.
Who was a registered Republican.
I'm good.
But yeah, that was really graphic. Someone actually sent that to me.
The shooter? Or is that the...
That's the shooter.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, they were breaking down everything what he was saying, the lady who got killed behind him. It was breaking all of that down, so.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not... Look, I forgot dude's name, but he's like an ex-lawyer, and he's like, listen, if it was staged, then that means Trump had to go like to the extreme to fucking...
I don't think it was staged.
Like, as far as the CIA, like to outdo them, and because, you know... There's no way.
It's too close to get killed to try and to risk that, I think, in my mind. But, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, you can get his shoes, though. Y'all.
You can pay a motherfucker.
Whatever shoes that he had.
You could pay a motherfucker.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't put it past Trump to not try to create a scene like that to obviously increase his votes and whatever. But at the same time.
He trying to get more black vote.
Nah, I don't. That's just past that. He will always have the black vote right now. You know.
He don't got my vote.
You don't vote.
Yeah, I do.
Fucking
me, you know, nigga. I've been voting since I was 18, nigga.
Wait, so y'all think he faked this?
I mean, I don't know whether it's a 50-50 chance.
Not at all.
If you telling me
because he was asking for his shoes.
Now, if it's a woman that's actually dead behind this, then it's not fake. But if it was just a shooter, I had a lot of questions.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because for a dude to fire into a crowd like that and there'd be no other injuries or casualties or nothing. Like that would have been weird
from a rooftop. Like, from a rooftop too.
It was another dude that was there that said that he was warning police or whatever that they seen the dude with a gun climbing up the joint, and they was trying to flag people, trying to tell him like, "Hey, he's over there."
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The first thing I think in my mind is Happy Gilmore, and I think about the nigga that shooter McGavin hired to fuck the whole shit up for Happy Gilmore. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. That's just what I think about.
Put me on, though. I've been a minute since
I watched
the
movie.
I have, but it's been a minute.
My man thought he was going to Sizzler and shit with Shooter McGavin, the nigga that was trying to win, beat Happy Gilmore and win the whole joint.
So what happened?
I just feel like it was somebody that they just hired to do some shit that they knew was a fucking get with that.
Gotcha.
You can kill this motherfucker if you have to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, type of shit. Just to stage some shit to make it look like some shit happened.
Okay.
That didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? And you can kill this motherfucker.
I mean, the poses after him.
I wouldn't put it past that shit.
The fist pump.
It's like, almost too perfect.
It's too perfect.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, picture perfect.
Yeah. Godly.
It's picture perfect.
I mean,
Donald Trump is going to spin this to his advantage.
Fucking ketchup packet.
In such a way You know what I'm saying? Like, he's already unstoppable, if you ask me. He basically
he dodged jail time.
He does what he wants with impunity
No question, all the time.
Now he's even more unstoppable and more untouchable. He's going to use this in a way that I don't really know what anybody can do to stop this dude from being president at this point. Like, they've indicted this nigga. This nigga has gotten 90-something counts of felony counts. There's an attempted assassination on this nigga's life, and this nigga is still going to be the fucking president of the United States.
He also lost that civil case where he had to pay $96 million to
He's been impeached twice.
Yeah, impeached twice.
Is he blacker than Clinton at this point?
Is he blacker than Clinton?
Is this the second black president?
I think that's what he wants people to think.
I will say this though, speaking about race, I'm just happy to see that it wasn't a black or brown person who was a shooter.
That's a fact.
That's what I'm happy to see. It would have been crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But at this point,
he wouldn't have got the black vote if it was.
Nah, he would have just turned it up.
I don't know, bro. I think not to get too deep, but he will always have the black vote because, you know, unfortunately, the black community is looking for a hero. Right now,
what kind of hero?
I don't know, bro. You tell me.
I'm not looking for a hero.
I don't think he has the black vote.
Why not?
I don't think
right
so.
Right now, I think he does.
DJ Academics.
I think he does. As far as the way that social media is portraying,
is not black.
The way that social media is portraying votes, the Trump has the black people's ear right now. As far as what I see, as far as this observation. Now, as far as the actual numbers, I don't know.
Social media can take things up a notch. I can't directly comment on Trump or Biden type thing, but what I can say is that people that are in power, they'll do anything to stay in power.
No doubt.
Like how you guys said that it seems staged and, you know, and even though the lady might have died or whatnot, people who are in power do whatever it takes to stay in power.
Absolutely. Like, where's Kamala right now? Yep. Has anyone seen Kamala?
I haven't.
I don't know who Kamala is.
Is it Kamala Harris?
Kamala.
Yeah. Did you say it's Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
That was his UK.
Nah.
Y'all make me sick.
I mean, they don't say Kamala. I've heard people say Kamala. It's Kamala.
Kamala is from around the way.
Yeah. So how do you say it?
Kamala.
Kamala.
That's a fact?
Yeah.
Okay. Kamala. Kamala. Whatever. Potato, potato. It's all the same. It's not, but yeah. But where does she feel if Biden wasn't elected or does get elected, wouldn't she replace him if he can't do the job? Like,
correct.
Yeah.
So where's her stance right now? Like, I don't see her at all.
We haven't seen her for the last four years.
She had some great parties at her house.
That's the only time I see her is at parties.
I mean, but how often do you see the vice
out
president?
Here wearing cat suits?
Shit.
We didn't see Mike Pence.
You saw Al Gore all the time.
That's a good point.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to ask the question. I was going to say, who is Donald Trump's vice president?
Didn't see him at all.
That's a good point.
Right. Yeah. You don't even know his name. And so Steph said it just now. I was hoping to hear him.
That's a good point.
You don't even
know
his name. Al Gore, yes. Al Gore's a one-off.
That's about
and
Mike
that's
Pence?
Because Al Gore also was the guy standing out there talking about global warming. He had the whole thing where I made the internet. Like, you know what I'm saying? And Al Gore was a different breed. He was in cartoons and shit. Like, other than Al Gore, give me another one.
Sadly.
Give me another vice president in our lifetime.
Couldn't tell you, man.
All right, well.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You could go George Bush. He was a vice president.
Sure.
At one time, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I can name you some vice presidents, but I get your point.
I mean, not many, but you know what I'm saying, you don't hear from the vice president very often, so you can't expect the Kamala to be any different
The last vice president you heard from was Biden.
Good point.
Biden's the vice president. I mean, he was Obama.
Yeah. So he was the last
The funny thing is watching all these politicians play politician, right? And put out these posts talking about, especially the liberals, talking about, oh yeah, we so glad that the president's life wasn't. No, y'all not.
Yeah, really. You're talking.
No, y'all not.
Yeah. You're not. You want him gone just like the next man.
100%.
And again, I don't want him. I'm glad he survived.
You mean to tell me that Joe Biden don't wish that bullet had hit Donald Trump in some way that would have kept him from running for president?
Oh, absolutely. I'm pretty sure.
100%.
I'm pretty sure. No, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think he wished death.
I didn't say death.
I mean,
I didn't say death.
You said
I said in a way that would keep him from running for president.
That's exactly what you
and
said.
For a split moment, I'm pretty sure
he tried
did.
To take a headshot. I actually was going to ask y'all that. This is the era where everything gets caught on camera. Mm-hmm. We just witnessed a presidential
attempted assassination
on camera.
Yeah.
You understand how mm-hmm. big this is, right? For the whole Facts. World to see this.
Yeah.
Right?
Which makes me think of a stage as well.
What do y'all think about that part?
But it brings up a whole different thing because we so desensitized to this shit that it's not even a big fucking deal.
It really mm-hmm. is.
I not. Watched those videos, was it yesterday that it happened? Right, yes. I watched the videos yesterday. I ain't think shit of it. I watched it. I scrolled to the next motherfucking
Absolutely.
Video.
Absolutely.
But had yeah. it happened.
Next video was cheeks cutting money.
It might have been some cheeks. It might, you know what I'm saying?
She ain't got no panties on.
If I'm not correct, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was a female with a treadmill with some spandex on. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Remembers too.
The order of my videos is crazy. I get political shit, then I get some ass, then I get some basketball. It's wild.
It's wild.
We see where your mind is all over the place.
No, my point is, you see it, you don't even think nothing of it. Yeah. You just scroll to the next video. A nigga just tried to kill the president of the United States.
That's purposely
That hasn't happened in our lifetime.
But, let me throw this in, though. If it was a black or brown person, though, you think we would be speaking about it more?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely. No.
I wanted to ask this.
Of course, yeah.
Even to where we starting to have conspiracy theories about it, because in this era we don't know what's real is what we're watching.
Oh yeah,
so
sure.
We all had to wait to get a certain type of confirmation, even to move forward to even have this conversation. You know what I mean? Like in this era,
with those pictures,
if he would have got killed on camera like that, what would have been the
right
the argument? It would have been the talk, because we would have seen that on camera for the first time. Everybody watching. Him get hit in the face by that bullet.
Yeah.
Instead, just got Ben Simmons shooting.
Three inches to the right. That nigga would
have said, hey, I seen a meme that had motherfucking your boy Jay Reed out the window. Yeah. Said this was a nigga that was shooting at Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Skin bones.
That's crazy.
But to your point, I think it would have been interesting had it been a black or brown person. Because then we would have seen where conservatives in the NRA would fall on this whole gun rights.
Oh, no, NRA.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Because then you got to keep the same energy.
You have to.
As you have when one of us get killed, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or it's a school shooting and y'all still support niggas owning or you know assault rifles and woo-woo this and woo-woo that.
Yeah. Maybe they would have changed that as far as assault rifles, but like hitting people from like a certain distance. But the NRA ain't changing nothing.
Yeah, but I think it was very strategic, though, because if it was a brown person, then they would have brought up immigration.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which has already been a huge subject in the last, what, 2, 3, or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What's happening in New York, L.A., you know what I'm saying? Like,
instead, it was an orange person.
Yeah, definitely.
It was an orange carrot.
That's insane.
Got shot at. Do y'all think so? Do y'all really think he actually it was a conspiracy theory? You think like it was some bullshit?
Yeah, stage?
I just really think it was stage.
I don't know.
Like, you know what type of work it requires to, you know what type of prosthetics and all types of bullshit that you have to do beforehand to set up a little joint going off to blow off one of his ears?
Hold on, no, wait a minute. Wait
a minute. Did he get grazed with a bullet though?
Do we
know this for a fact?
Was it a ketchup?
Because I also heard.
I only did quick research. So I don't know too much about
it. The man.
That's what I
read. I want to say 82.
How fast he move?
Yeah, he got down. But
he's in good shape.
Yeah, but if it's rehearsed, then you're gonna knock it out. But I can say this too, though. Growing up watching wrestling, we didn't see niggas bust open ketchup packages. We just thought it was blood, even though we knew it was fake. But this thought the artistry to that. I don't know.
Catching bullets with your teeth.
He didn't catch me.
This is like saying Suge Knight was in on the shit, bro. In the car.
This is all speculation. I don't know.
If Suge Knight said that, Pop, I'm in the car. I get ahead. Like, so you think he has something to do? Not to put the president into this.
Yeah, that's exactly what you just did, but it's cool.
You did.
I'm saying there's a 50-50 chance.
Not to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
You know?
That's the example I have, man.
Never going to win.
It's a 50-50 chance. I mean, you know, if Trump goes to the hospital and you actually see, you know, an x-ray or whatever, an image of his ear being grazed, that's more believable.
That's what I'm looking for.
I'm just saying.
Maybe just a little slit across the face.
I'm waiting for that. Because right now, I just feel like the nigga just popped up with
you never know. It didn't arrest him for years.
Him died.
I think this is
lady behind him died.
We don't know that.
I didn't know that.
They had
in.
A picture.
I didn't know that coming in.
We don't know that's confirming that, J-Mo. I'm not disagreeing what you're saying. I'm just saying that we don't know yet. 100%. We
did
don't
you go know to the war, J-Mo? You did.
That's the.
Have you seen the doctors?
There you go.
I got all of us been reporting. Like, I got a little bit more.
Totex. Do you have a Totex? Do you have a copy of the Totex?
Hello.
CNN. Hello. We have phones. We have devices. It has information on it.
You don't watch CNN.
Who made those devices, J-Mo? Who made those devices?
You don't watch CNN.
What websites are you getting your information from?
It doesn't.
You know what I'm saying?
I think what's more likely than it being staged is the shooter. The shooter doing this and sacrificing himself to further an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That's more likely than the whole thing being staged.
Taliban, come on now.
Right.
Like,
you got a 20-year-old Republican nigga that's an avid Trump supporter or conservative or whatever, and he does this to further the agenda.
Absolutely.
And give Trump more of a springboard. You know what I'm saying?
So trying to kill him.
That's more likely than being staged. I don't know if he tried to kill him or not.
This close, he would have killed him. What y'all talking about?
So he got a scope.
So he was that good. This little kid that you're talking about.
I'm not saying that's what he did.
Said, I'm gonna shoot the president's top of his ear. Hit him in the head.
I don't even think he even touched him.
That was a ketchup packet, bro.
Thank you.
You're not listening. Keep up.
I'm
so basically, Trump pulled the man to the side and hit him with a no brother.
they expecting these one of us in the record.
I'm not gonna do this.
It's one of us in the record. Yep, it's you.
Y'all
crazy.
I'm saying that's more likely than it being staged.
Did y'all hear Max with them shoes though? That.
What?
Yo, keep saying that circulating around the internet.
Yeah, which shoes
though?
Are we talking about? I heard you say that like three times on the low.
Every time he got up, and they was like, "We got to get you out of here." He was like, "I got to get my shoes. Where are my shoes?"
Yeah. That's what Trump was saying.
Yeah,
the shoes that he was marketing to the people.
Somebody get my shoes.
The gold jumps.
The selling gold
dances.
That's crazy.
So whole time, see again, more agenda. You thought he was putting up a fist. He was actually just holding his shoes up, trying to make sure they was not damaged.
You know what happened, right? All the sneakerhead shoes like,
now look like a fist.
Another conversation. How much money you think he gonna make off that picture like that?
Exactly.
Man, they already making album covers online. I seen album covers.
T-shirts.
I seen album covers.
Panties?
I just seen the dude get a tattoo.
I'm golden out.
I seen that.
A brand that I follow. They already doing mock-ups of it.
But you can't lie. That's an ill photo.
Stop it, yo.
Listen, that may be the photo of the decade.
No. Before that was Shannon Sharp with the turnaround.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, now, yeah, this story.
Oh, that's Times Magazine worthy. That's going to be on Times Magazine next week, if not this week. Yeah, that's facts. A fact. That's Times Magazine. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Easily the picture of the year.
That's going to be in
the last 10, nigga.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to be in the history books.
Absolutely.
When our kids are in school.
This nigga had the black power zone up, dog.
It's madness, man.
Yeah,
madness.
Wow.
He definitely was saying white power.
He's unstoppable, bro.
Agent Orange,
you
GT.
Nah, but he's unstoppable.
Okay. I mean, the next 3 days, we're going to see, you know, how it's going to play out. But
it's for your vote, is what I'm saying.
Pardon?
By the pull of your vote.
I'm not voting. What happened?
Keep it going.
You still got them bowels problems? I got you. That's crazy.
Y'all fucked up, man.
It's all right. Shout out to
what is waiting my vote is if he would have went back on stage like my man Billy and Predator and been like, Take me.
Yeah. Classic scene.
There's no way he could sway my vote. It's literally impossible.
We shall see, man.
It's literally impossible.
Not vote-wise, but in conclusion.
I will vote for Sleepy Joe 10 times. As much as I hate Sleepy Joe.
I'm with you.
On some real shit,
I did want to ask, though, like a serious question. Did you think that like the young man did that off a threat to our democracy? Do you think he was thinking that Trump, since he avoided that question. We all seen it during the debate. I don't know if y'all was watching that.
I didn't watch it.
I don't think...
They asked him would he do the January 6th shit again, and he completely denied the question. He avoided it. He did not answer the question.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it went like national, of course, and worldwide that he did not answer that question. Mm. So I pose a question to the room. Do you think that the young man was thinking he's a threat to our democracy? He's going to get in there on some dictatorship.
The young man who shot Trump?
Yeah.
He's asking about the motives behind the attempted assassination.
Absolutely, but I don't think it was him trying to prevent like or anything to do with democracy. I just think that he was, if this is what happened, he was just a sacrificial lamb. That's that. Just to further the movement. You have people right now. I don't know if you,
It's a real thing.
It's
a real thing.
Especially in other countries more than ours. What is the
for the cause of the right wing Project 2025?
To kill him?
No. To make it seem like there's a threat on his life. Okay, so from the left side. From the left side. Not yet.
That they're staging this as if the Democrats are trying to have an attempt on his life.
It's not a far-fetched theory. Yes.
Okay, Rem, do you believe that same?
A theory? No, I think a nigga tried to kill Trump.
All right, now go from there. What do you think his motive is?
I don't know. I have no idea what his motive is, honestly. I mean, it could be a crazy motherfucker that was got high and wanted to go kill Trump, fuck Trump type nigga. It could have been a motherfucker that was on some, right. You know, I want to save the country. Too. But I don't get behind motives. You tried to kill a motherfucker. Like, yeah, your motive.
Isn't he like 20? You tried to take a life.
Yeah, but think about those who, like Charles, people who get caught up in like those third world countries, they start them at a young age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So him being 20 is not like, that's like the perfect age. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
why
the,
not?
That's also the perfect wild out age too, where you like, and I'm just using get high as a bad example, but maybe he has some mental issues, whatever the case is.
That too?
One day you're sitting there watching the TV, he sees Trump on the TV and something just sets him off. And from there, he's I'm on a mission. I'm about to do this just cause.
That's plausible.
Virginia Tech, all the school shootings, like those are all usually young kids, and something sets them off, and they're now on a mission. I'm coming back the next day with a gun, and everybody gets it. It's just something that sets them off. I think.
Mm-hmm. My point is, it's not far fetched. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think he
was trying to save the country.
I mean, I don't know what his motive was, and even if he was trying to kill him, maybe he was trying to turn him into a martyr again to further the agenda. I do know this for a fact. I know that the CIA. And other agencies from other countries use what are called jackals to destabilize governments in other countries, right? And knowing that this country is so divided and really at the, I don't want to say the precipice, but we're not as far away from a civil war as motherfuckers like to think.
Absolutely not.
If I'm another country or if I'm a whatever kind of dark organization that wants to see this happen for whatever kind of gain, financial or whatever it may be, political, I may have a nigga make an attempt on the president's life to drive the wedge even further and make the divide even wider now we really at odds. Right. It's this side against that side.
All right, stop talking now, bro. You want this shit to keep going because you make it too much sense.
This is real shit.
Think about that.
This is real shit. Hold on. The CIA has used niggas to go into other countries and destabilize them so that we can go in and save the day and put military bases on their land and all types of shit.
Absolutely.
I don't put it past any government agency.
Absolutely. Which is why using a white person, beautiful. Because
a white Republican.
At that. Because now, if it was black and brown, then you would say, oh shit, we just put the battery pack in all the white supremacy groups that's been walking down these, like in certain states right now, you have a troll of them, bro, talking about we want America great again. You know what I'm saying? We're losing our rights and whatnot. Like, there's been so many marches, bro, that people don't even talk about. That's happening right now. Mm-hmm. So if it was a black and brown guy, then it's like, oh shit, now there's merit to their agenda.
Who you calling, right?
He's one of them.
They know too much. Yeah.
Shut it down.
They know too much.
I might lose my job over what I just said. I might not even have a job.
Use words like precedent.
And I'm
going to
go ahead and
massage it.
They know too much.
Like,
Stephen A. Smith.
Jackals.
That's what they call them.
Government
agencies.
There's a lot going on here.
Stephen A. Smith.
They know too much. Man. Yo, amen.
Say amen.
On a lighter note, let's get into it, man. Is Steph, it your boy Shakur.
What about
it? A lot of, I wouldn't say controversy, but there's a lot of talk about just him as a boxer, man. Like, he's not giving the people what they want, and that's entertainment. You know what I'm saying? We've spoken about it, you know, here and there, but was it a barn? Did everyone see the fight, by the way?
Nah, no, I actually landed that night. Though that day, and I tapped out quick, but
so no,
I ain't watched the joint.
I watched.
I said no.
I would call it. I said
speed
no.
Around the bush.
All right. Yeah. I watched like 50% of it.
Yes, no.
Gotcha. I was lost on vacation, so I didn't. Yeah. I only watched like 50%.
Well, you ate? Were you privy to?
No, I didn't even.
Got you. But you watched.
But I watched enough of it to get an understanding.
Gotcha.
Oh my gosh! This is horrible. Yeah. Finally got out of jail. Yeah, I just decided to watch the fight.
I told you I was in Mexico.
Had nothing else to do but to watch the fight.
No, it wasn't. The fight wasn't in Mexico?
No, I said when, when that was going on is when I was in Mexico.
The fight.
The fight.
Oh, you were still there. Gotcha.
You still locked down.
Yeah, the fight was on what, the sixth?
Yeah, I believe so. But Steph, take the lead in this, man. What you, you know.
Did I think it was boring?
How about this? Is Shakur a boring fighter?
No.
Okay.
No. Because we're talking about two fights.
Okay.
If we go back before those two fights, like, okay, Jermell Herring, he stopped him, whooped his ass, put hands on him. Oscar Valdez dropped him, put hands on him for 12 rounds, let his hands go. Mm-hmm. Robinson Conceição dropped him, whooped him for 12 rounds, put hands on him. Yashiro dropped him twice and stopped him. That's four fights in a row where he either stopped or dropped the nigga and he whooped him. He had a lot of 12 rounds. So it's the knockouts that are exciting.
Yeah, niggas want to knock.
So it's only the knockouts.
It's only tank.
So you got to be a knockout artist to be excited.
That's not true.
So what do you have to do to be excited?
You have to make the fights a little bit more entertaining as far as styles.
How do you do that? Let your hands go?
Yes, you have to let his hands go.
So if it's about letting your hands go, you want me to give you Tank's punch totals over his last three fights, round by round? Because he ain't letting his hands go. He don't let his hands go.
Not until like the sixth round.
Always.
Not even then.
Yeah.
Until Frank Martin.
But still, he is the number one and the hype. And every time we watch him, we're going to watch him. Why? Because he has
power.
That power and knockout and charisma and all the things that we'd like to watch to draw a ticket.
And he close to home.
Because that's what we're talking about. Are you boring enough or entertaining enough to get us to spend our money on a pay-per-view ticket?
All right.
And does pay-per-view matter?
Pulling it. No, that's why he's on ESPN.
I'm going to tell you why.
He can't draw a fucking ticket.
I'm going to tell you why Shakur's not pulling it. 12 rounds. You know how many times he got hit last week?
Five.
31.
Wow.
31 times in 12 rounds.
That's incredible.
Now, had that nigga hit Shakur 150 times, would it still have been a boring fight?
Nope.
So whose fault is that?
If Shakur would have hit him, he would have stopped him. Would have improved his bag?
So it's about the stoppage. No, so you got to stop a nigga not to be born.
Did he not go to his corner and everything? And
he said, "I'm gonna stop him."
Right.
Facts.
And why did he go to his corner after the fight with his hands up like this?
Because he wanted to stop him. But in order to stop a nigga, you got to have you have to have a willing participant. If I got to chase you around the ring all night long, it's hard for me to stop you. But if we're talking about like punch output, this is Tank against Ryan Garcia before he dropped him. Round one, 1 for 7. He landed one punch. How exciting is that? Round two, 3 for 6. Very exciting to you?
Not really.
Round three? Hold on. Round three? Round three, 3 for 19. So what are we talking about? All we talking about is knockouts.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy watching a nigga for 12 rounds take a motherfucker apart and outskill him. That's enjoyable to me.
Everybody in here was old enough to see Tyson box.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If your ass went to go take a piss, pop some popcorn, you might miss the whole goddamn fight.
That's a fact.
He was fighting.
Why did he draw so much attention?
Because he was fighting bums and every real nigga he fought he lost to.
Draw. Mm-hmm. It was a draw to it. You can't just do that. You can't just, even though he was fighting bums or whatever you think about the fighter, we all had to tune in because we wanted to see the excitement of him knocking somebody fucking top.
You went to Tyson though. What about Floyd?
Floyd the same way. Were you talking about? You talking about
Floyd was knocking niggas out.
Way money or you talking early, about
early?
Boy?
Early he
no,
was.
No, I'm talking about.
Let's talk about Floyd. Let's talk about money. Knocking shit out.
Right, but let's talk about money.
I'm talking about money, Floyd.
Money didn't run. He still had a knockout during them eras.
He had some.
He did.
He had a few, but he was also labeled very boring.
And he was way more offensive than Shakur.
That's not true. He was also He was also labeled very boring.
Showboat.
And he is the biggest draw in the history of the sport, although he was being labeled boring. He didn't let his hands go. He stayed in the shell.
That is a fact.
He countered.
That's
a fact.
That is a fact. All shoulder game.
That's what I'm saying. The fighters that get labeled born are the ones that
he dominated the middle of the ring.
Yeah, but Shakur dominated the middle of the ring too.
But he.
What do you mean? He didn't back up. He was in a nigga's face all night long and got hit 31 times. The only niggas that get labeled born are the ones that are elite defensively that don't get hit. That's not their problem. It's another nigga in the ring that's getting paid to hit these people.
Shakur's walk down game is crazy because he might sit there and defend.
What about Bud Crawford?
What about
Bud gets hit
defensive and he Is he? But he, yeah, right. He wants to. He, you, he know if you got to get wet to swim.
Look, nah, listen, but Bud is boring. Period.
You tripping?
Promotional wise,
that's because Bud doesn't talk.
As a fighter, that's watching his fights, bro.
Yeah. I have watched this fight.
You tripping if you think a Bud
promotional wise though? When it comes down to entertainment, it's all inclusive. If Steve Shakur, even though you said he's the most spoken,
today in boxing, he's the most talked about fighter in the sport today.
Right. Promotional wise though, he's still lacking. Right.
Exactly.
What makes a good person promotional? Promotional wise, like he got to be a nigga.
You gotta be that in your skill. You gotta be that nigga.
He got be flinching at niggas to make him jump.
Listen, Tank is an aggressor.
You gotta be sexy red.
He talks his shit right, and he backs it up right.
Again, man.
What?
Go ahead. Finish.
Shakur, he talks his shit, but he's just a different type of fighter.
Completely different type
and,
of fight.
And mm-hmm. I think that's always going to be like the argument.
I feel like he talks the same shit as Floyd talk.
I don't.
Yeah, but I don't got no one beating Shakur.
I don't disagree with you.
Whoa, I can't wait till they fight so we can get this money.
Me either.
That's it. That's what has to happen. Me either.
Because it's knockout or bust for Tank, just like every other fight. Yeah, it's knockout or bust. It's knockout or bust. If Tank don't knock Shakur out, Shakur wins that fight 9-3.
100%.
How
much would you bet?
I bet 150.
Bet 100, 150, what I got.
100%. I'll take a meatball. Fuck it.
You take a meatball?
Yeah, I take a meatball. Okay, 100%. Sure.
That's if Tank even fight the nigga. Because what I know about Tank, like I explained to you last night, up until the point where he fought Frank Martin, he had fought 22 Hispanic fighters in a row. That's not on accident. That's because when a nigga got that kind of power, the kind of nigga I want to put him in the ring with is a nigga that's going to stand right in front of me. What do we know about Hispanic fighters?
Yeah.
They're going to be right there all night long, throwing you the hit and get a knockout.
That's a fact.
Right? Frank Martin was the first nigga with halfway decent feet that nigga has fought in 22 fights.
Halfway decent feet. When we watched that fight, he was pretty good in that fight.
By feet, I don't mean just moving. I mean changing angles and pivots and all that type of shit.
Sorry, guys. there's certain places I like to look at certain things. I'd be too busy.
And when it comes to making money, like I said last night,
the younger me,
niggas is getting Shakur the bag right now. That nigga's at Match Room with Eddie Hearn right now. He about to get big numbers, I guarantee you, because he's the most talked about nigga in the sport right now.
Negatively, dog. And
it don't matter.
All press is good press. Yes,
it don't matter.
At the same time, it's negative. Is
everybody
fight.
Gonna watch
you
his next fight?
The fight. Everybody he was supposed to put him to sleep. He was way out of his
question,
league.
What are the elite people talking about? The people behind the scenes, like I forgot old boy.
The dude was calling the fight. He was saying, "I'll get my coffee ready."
Yeah, I forgot. Boy headed Bama.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Tim Bradley also works for Top Rank. Shakur turned down the contract to re-sign with Top Rank, which is why they show people leaving his fight in the 12th round, which ain't even that big of a deal, because if I know a nigga just cleaned a nigga up for 12 rounds,
yeah,
I might leave early anyway.
It's just like going to NBA.
It got nothing to do with the entertainment of the fight. I might just be ready to roll.
That was booing him in his own town.
Booing him or booing the other nigga? Do we know that?
That was booing the fight.
Shakur stepped to the nigga all night long. What more does you want him to do? I said, watching the fight, if Shakur started putting together 3 and 4 punch combinations at a time, he would stop the
Is
nigga.
Is there any Shakur time was that you was watching this fight and you was frustrated with Shakur?
Maybe in like the first 2 rounds.
Keep it real.
First Steph. 2 rounds and late in the fight, because I did want him to stop him. But only because of the narrative coming out of the last fight. Other than that, I didn't care.
But you were frustrated in the way he was fighting.
That's because I knew what the conversation was going to be, and I think he's probably the most skillful, at least top three. I think he got more skill than Tank.
He's going to beat Tank.
And the same thing I asked you last night, and I'm going to ask this to all of y'all, right? If you got two fighters, fighter A is boring, unentertaining, never gets hit, but always wins. Fighter B, exciting, gets knockouts.
Make sure you add the bag, too.
Okay. That ain't nothing to do with it.
Yes, it do.
Okay. All right. Fighter B is exciting, gets knockouts, entertaining, always wins, gets money. If it's your child just getting in the ring, which one you want him to be, A or B?
A. The one that who sits there doesn't get hit.
So then what are we talking about?
I said if you was the promo guy.
Yo, boxing, all the boxers not to get hit.
Right.
No, no, boxers don't get hit.
Yes,
that's the point of the game is not
to hit.
Yes.
That view, I'm definitely going with the showboat.
Fuck the promotion.
What would you want?
From a promoter standpoint, yeah, I'm going to go with B.
Thank you.
Yeah,
But that wasn't the question, though.
That wasn't his
question. That wasn't
and
the question.
And I left out gets hit 200 times in a fight. Tank is slurring his words already.
Don't get hit.
Tank been slurring his words since he was motherfucking.
Yeah. Right? When he had his old teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got relaxed. Which one would you rather be?
I mean, let's not forget about outside the ring antics. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Speaking of outside antics, your boy Ryan Garcia, is he done? Can you come back from making racial comments like that? What was coming out of his mouth? Are y'all familiar with that?
I didn't hear what he said.
Okay, so about a week and a half ago, he was on Twitter going off talking about, like he said, we should bring George Floyd back so we can kill him again. He was saying
what's going on there?
He was making like Ku Klux Klan references like this. He was just going off. And then he said how he was like high or some shit like that. Like,
that's the reason why he said it, because he was
like he's going through something.
Relax, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, like whatever.
It was in you.
Whatever
it
boxing, they banned him. Like, I don't know how long.
The WB.
No, he banned for real.
Yeah, he's
banned
for life.
Yeah. Right. He got suspended
banned.
Banned by one of the sanctioning bodies.
That's
crazy.
Permanently.
I mean,
he's young enough to make it back.
I think he's done. I don't think you can recover from that.
I think they're going to follow suit. I think every other sanction is going to follow suit.
I think he's doing drugs, and beyond the drugs, I think he has his own like mental demons issues.
No doubt.
I genuinely think
he
something
really
slightly off.
To get himself together to really redeem himself.
Yeah, I think something slightly off with him.
But do you think he meant all that though? Can you make a comment like that and be like, "My bad, y'all," which is getting high?
Can you do that?
It's weird. It's weird.
It definitely was inside of you. That's
feel me.
Right. And you got high, and it came out. Okay. No.
You've been thinking
that truth serum. So go ahead.
We just talked about that in last episode. A drunk man's
thoughts
words.
Is a sober man's words. Drunk man words, sober man's thoughts.
Same shit.
I definitely experienced something like that.
I think he can come back because he's a draw.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's always going to be a fighter.
There you go.
That wants that fight.
Would you rather have a Shakur Stevenson or Ryan Garcia? Ryan Garcia can get you that bag though, bro.
Yeah, but he's not a good fighter.
But he's going to get you that bag, though.
Yeah.
He's entertaining. He might knock somebody out.
And he's a racist.
He ain't Tank. Give me Tank.
I mean, didn't he knock out, Arnold Spence?
Devin Haney?
Oh, Devin Haney. That's what,
Yeah.
A few times.
No, not, but that wasn't legal.
It was illegal.
He already got a forfeit. That's a no contest.
Because of PEDs.
Because Devin Haney.
It was dope.
That shit don't count. Devin Haney's still
31-0.
Yeah. So that's a fact.
But it was confirmed that he was high.
Yes. I mean, he was on drugs.
He got banned for a year.
He had weed or something in the system.
He got a year banned.
He had a performance enhancing drug.
He had a PED in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not to piggyback, but I'm just curious. They couldn't tell before the fight even took place. Don't you do a drug test? You don't do a drug test first?
They test before and after the fight. So I'm not sure how that shit happened.
Right. Makes no sense. But
that's insane. Theory.
We watched him get his ass whooped. I tell you that. We can't.
We did.
Definitely got his ass
whooped. It was the left saying that Ryan Garcia.
The left wing.
Left wing conspiracy to bring down the boxing world.
That's crazy, man.
But to answer your question, I don't think his shit is over. They said.
Who got to you?
Yeah.
Career?
I think it's over.
Because he's young and he's going to he's gonna draw tickets.
Is he for him or Diddy?
What's going on here? Shit.
Wait, Diddy what?
One of them over.
Diddy back.
One of them got to go. Both of them can't come back. Both of them can't be revived.
So you got to choose?
You had a near one with Trump.
Stupid. There's no coming back.
I know Diddy is like, whew, right now.
Yeah. But what's next, though? You got Tank and Lomachenko, right?
Got Tank Lomachenko.
All this happening at one time.
Tank Lomachenko, good fight. I think it'll be Shakur Zepeda, and I think whoever wins out of those four.
What about
they got a fight.
What about Crawford and Canelo?
Do you think Canelo
better stay away? Canelo need to stay away. And I think he's going to stay away.
Who did Benavidez fight last?
He's a Mexican monster.
I know he fought like a month ago. Who did he fight again?
Yeah.
I don't know who he fought recently. But Canelo need to stay away from that. Mm. I think it'd be a good fight too. I think Bud Canelo could happen. It depends on the weight.
Yeah.
160, they make it happen. 68, Bud should stay away from 68.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm. When you used to fighting at 47, fighting at 68, that's a completely different ball game. Mm-hmm. Canelo done fought at 75.
Yeah. Your speed, everything is different at that point.
It's a bad idea. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Which hey, one? Man.
Say, man.
Hey, look. I was in the studio yesterday.
You was in the studio yesterday?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, man.
That's not on the list.
That's not on the list.
That's
not on the list. Next thing on the list is both questions.
You're not wrong.
Nah, man. Superfly, man.
Yeah?
Superfly, man. That shit is masterpiece, bro.
Yeah, in the works?
Yeah, in the works, bro. I just resequenced it just because, you know, my man Rem over here gave some good criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the same criticism yesterday from Judah while we were in the studio and just in sequencing the album and putting certain songs in certain places just to keep the interest going on, whatever. But the mixing process went great. Yeah, this shit is about to be crazy. I should get the final mixes back by tomorrow and get to listen to it, put it in you know, in the order that I like it in. And then, video next.
When's the drop, the official drop?
We throwing around August 24th,
and it's gonna be available on the same platforms like
that's what we're looking probably stream, set up a website,
mm-hmm.
straight to consumer type shit, you know what I'm saying, so we get the money or whatever for this joint, versus having to split some shit all the way for streaming, you know, numbers and shit like that. But probably gonna press up some vinyl, trying to figure out exactly how many for this shit, and we talk about doing like a little intimate type of something, you know, just talk about the album, you
absolutely
know, how it came together, because at the end of the day, you know, our listeners here, whatever, you know, if y'all heard the Pure beat tape, it's pretty much he brought Pure to life.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Pretty much.
Yeah.
He used it's 8 joints on Pure, so he used 5 out of 8 from Pure.
Yeah, definitely upload those behind the scenes footage.
Oh yeah, we working. I posted something today. Some video footage that Judah took while we was there yesterday. Mm-hmm. In the mixing session. But yeah, this joint is gonna be this joint out of here, bro.
Awesome, man.
I really feel good about it. It's a point to where I'm listening to it all the time, and I'm forgetting that me and him, this is me and his shit. You know,
gotcha,
what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I'm listening to somebody else's shit. So
you did the entire production?
Yeah.
Okay, because mm-hmm. I was looking at. Based on some of the snippets I've heard, it's like night and day from your last project. Excuse me.
This is this right here is my first project producing solely for artists. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited about it, bro. This is like, you know, I got a couple other joints coming out. It should be 2 more projects after this,
mm-hmm.
but hopefully by August 24th, this is dropping. I might want to try to do some little demo versions of the final and shit like that, because I definitely want to get a copy of this into Conway's hands. He's in Baltimore on the 22nd of August.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to make that happen too, just to get this in his hands too, so he can check it out.
You're taking Sunson with you too, right?
Yeah, Sun going with me to see Conway. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
The Locks, August 9th too.
Did you let him hear the joint that you did on his beat? He ain't never let you hear that shit?
What? The joint I was spitting to you yesterday?
Yeah.
Nah, that's after.
Yeah,
true. I wrote a whole track. True, he liked it though.
Yeah,
no, he didn't.
What you mean? No, he didn't.
Dang,
you wasn't even there.
Are you being serious?
I think Steph wrote it for you. And you just,
probably. Steph ain't writing for me.
He does poetry. And
let me guess. I keep like, that dog.
You know, Steph wanted to be top dog.
Let me guess. I started.
Superfly coming soon, man. Superfly coming soon.
That's love. That's definitely love, man. Well, listen, before we close out, we'd like to do a thing called Question from the Bowl.
Yeah.
Let's get it cracking. Somebody scoop a question.
Go ahead and grab one, Miss Marvelous.
That's Steph's handwriting.
No, it's not.
I can tell. That might be mine.
Okay. What is a character trait from your peers?
No, we did that already.
That's all.
Yeah.
Terrible.
You just did that one earlier.
Oh my God.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, I gotta start throwing them out.
This is ridiculous.
How you put your lips in this?
Yeah.
What?
Snoop or 50 Cent?
It was a song. Snoop or 50 Cent? What? Who wrote that? That's Steph.
So? Who's the why does it matter?
Yeah, so
Snoop
is so pimple.
What do you mean? Yeah. Oh no, could you elaborate the question?
There is no elaboration.
So as far as artists?
Yeah. Just in general.
That's it,
dog.
All right.
I'm 50.
I'm just reading the question.
I'm going
50. Snoop every day.
I'm going with Snoop. Why would you not want to go with Snoop?
I'm going
Snoop.
No, 50 Cent's albums compares to Doggy Style by itself.
No.
Not true.
Shit.
No, first album.
I like 50 Cent, but I'm going with Snoop.
He's, production wise?
I think 50 Cent would probably say this himself.
No, that's not true. No,
Doggy Style is definitely better than anything.
Absolutely.
Doggy Style is not better than all time, bro.
It's better than any decent album.
It's not better than Get Rich or Die Trying.
Doggy Style is better than The Chronic, my nigga.
No, I wouldn't say. I don't know. That's a tough one.
That's a fact.
Come on, Nick, before you even. You serious?
Production wise?
What?
Doggy Style is way better than The Chronic, my nigga.
What are you talking about here, bro? Are y'all kidding me?
Production-wise. No, are you kidding me?
No.
Do you know what type of samples Doggy Style Dre has... was using? This outside of this using...
An argument that Chronic, the second one is better than the first one.
That's insane.
Doggy Style sonically and production wise is better than The Chronic.
Well, look, that's a different argument, but just to go back to that weird question, Snoop is way better than 50.
Yes, yeah, I'll give you 100%. That. But I prefer to listen to the 50 than Snoop. That's just my preference.
Yeah,
I want to hear either of them motherfuckers. But
Doggy Style, especially if you had the tape version. If you had the tape version of Doggy Style with the extra song, G's Up.
Come on, my G. I think I had that shirt on a few times.
But it's a weird question. Look how passionate you are about it.
Yeah.
Your response.
But Snoop is the biggest hip hop star that we have today.
Yeah,
Snoop is the biggest hip hop star today.
For sure.
To date.
That's a fact.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Most transcending across all races and ages.
Album of all time.
Pardon?
That Doggy Style album is the number one rap album of all time.
No.
That's a fact?
Number one rap album of all time?
Yeah, when they rate it. When they rate that album.
Who's your source? That's exactly who is they, man?
I want to know who the people, and I also want to know who they are.
You still reading the Source magazine, too, ain't you?
All of them say that, though.
Like, I hate you from the side like that.
Billboard and all of that stuff.
I don't know.
Coming up with this list all the time.
To me, hip-hop album of all time, I might have to go Infamous. Just period.
Nah.
That's a different. That's a personal thing.
No.
He's probably right.
Doggy Style.
Yeah, that's.
Come on, man.
We're talking globally.
Well, let's go personal.
Yeah, globally.
What's your personal?
What?
Number one.
Album?
Yeah.
Hip hop album.
God. I mean, if you want to have this conversation, I'm just gonna go with Reasonable Doubt.
Okay. Not mad at that.
Yeah.
Not mad at that. You just did some safe shit because you.
No, I've always.
I'm not mad at that.
Just,
not mad at that.
I mean,
you don't listen to that fucking album.
Are you kidding me?
I still listen to that album.
Yeah, what was it? Came out in 96?
96.
Yeah, I listened to the album in 97.
Still had an accent, nigga.
June. I think it was June 96.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, I remember listening to you. Nah, nigga, you wildin'.
Teen Crumpets and whatnot.
Still says bloody hell.
Yeah, I do say that. I do say that, but not no crumpets, man. I take that offensive. That's crazy.
Crumpets.
I don't know.
What you say? What's your dumb way hip hop?
I don't want one.
Oh, never seen one.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to.
Yeah, what's your number one, bro?
I don't even know. I'd have to think about it.
Yeah, I gotta think about mine too. Over Dre?
Yeah, Infamous. Yeah, the Mobb Deep second album was fucking crazy, bro.
I can see that. That's understandable.
Totally crossed out.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
I respect that too.
That's probably a reasonable doubt, but you know.
One more question
before we close out.
Young Bucks album, maybe? I don't know.
Oh my
Young
God.
Young Bucks album, first album was crazy, though.
Straight
Out of Cashville was fucking crazy. What do you mean?
It wasn't a bad album.
The era that we was in, G Unit.
Gold Grills, Coupe de Ville, sitting on 22s.
Describe life for you currently in one word and elaborate. That doesn't. That does not make sense.
It does make sense. Describe. I told you that's a problem. Describe in one word and elaborate. Because if you say one word, I'm probably going to say, well, what do you mean by that?
Okay.
It's contingent upon what word you use, what verb you use. Just use your head, man.
Fortunate.
Use your head. You're fortunate.
Fortunate.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Explain.
I don't really feel like I need
if
to.
If I choose to. Only if you choose to.
I don't really feel like I need
no,
to.
No, the question.
You don't have to.
No, no, that's not the question. There's no if on the question.
It says, well, if needed,
if you feel necessary, please explain. It says one word.
And elaborate.
Well, fortunate. My family's
show your
healthy, my family's healthy and whole.
Love. That's love. It. Love. Love. Love.
Mm. And myself.
Somebody want to do next?
Successful.
Okay. Elaborate. Mm. I'm dropping albums.
More.
I think I've succeeded the goals I set for myself.
Brother man,
CMOS goal. CMOS goal. I think I've passed or you know overachieved.
I got you. Love.
Where
love.
I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Anybody up? Marvelous. Where you up. At? Wait, they skipped you. So
yeah, my word is up.
Up. Oh.
Well, you definitely
and
got
and elaborate. Could you elaborate on that, please?
Just everything at this point is up for me.
Mm.
Everything, time's up. Everything's up.
If it's up, then it's up. Then it's up.
Yeah, stuck. Yeah, man.
It's stuck.
I don't know.
When you say time's up, it sounds like an expiration date.
It was one. So now I'm up from that point. The expiration date already happened. Now I'm up.
Right,
and I got to stay where I'm at. I've been through too many situations. And now I'm at a point where I'm up. And I'm going to stay there.
Okay. I go next. Yeah. Remington.
Nope.
So okay, cool. Hot air balloon.
If you
want. No. Okay.
I'm gonna say life right now in one word to describe it is
You hit me in my bad knee too. I told you I sprained my knee.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say challenging.
Down.
Challenging right now. Just
elaborate, sir.
Sure. Just trying to navigate through different thought patterns and apply it to life. Yeah, I'm been like kind of struggling with that lately.
Not trying to make the same mistakes before.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
They can take that into consideration too. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Rem, yes.
It's your podcast. Turn. Yeah. I'm not, we asking you.
Oh, this going to be simple. I feel blessed. I made it out of jail in Mexico.
Amen. Oh, I hear you.
Hey, love. What? Love.
Okay.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that.
No elaboration needed.
Trump fist.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, yeah, bring that back. Yeah,
let me bring that. That was nasty.
No, nah, be you.
Unapologetic.
Exactly.
Unapologetic.
Be yourself, man.
Don't you do that, sir.
He's a supporter.
He's a supporter, man.
Don't do that now.
Oh, no.
Mine's probably secure. I feel secure right now because I just got me a new gig. Bulldog Security, Honduras.
I'm
about to be working on the beach.
Yeah,
a security guard, you know what I'm saying? So Federal Secure right now.
That's another thing.
Second job.
Shout out to Bulldog Security.
We all figured out jobs we have if we was on the beach. We were stuck on the beach.
Gotcha.
Yeah, remember
so you're doing security.
Doing security.
Yeah. I'm actually buy property.
Me and Steph will work for Bulldog. We're going to be with Lee.
We left out the part where they chased the nigga through the woods, too.
Facts. They did chase a nigga through the woods.
I
wanted to shoot him, man. I wanted to shoot him.
I'm the water taxi guy.
The water taxi guy?
Don't even mention water or anything, please.
Okay. That's insane.
Relax.
Fun,
but listen, on that note, it's been a wonderful episode of Amen Say Man. It's your boy P. And I'm out.
Damn.
Andy
out.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
So you want me to go back to Rim the Model and Knees of the Temptations?
Be authentically you. Just be you.
Nah. But no. Speaking of which, though, homework.
Oh my God.
We got homework this week.
Oh, we're just gonna run it back. I guess
we're not running it back.
We shot that off. Sorry, Blue. That drag on is
matter of fact, let's get J-Mo to pick one.
Drag on is drag on.
So each week,
that's good. Bro.
Each pod,
bars.
We do a review of an album, and we have a list of albums that we pick from.
You gotta go to the bathroom.
So
life happens. It's all right. Second time.
Pick one out real quick.
Mm-hmm. We gonna clock you out.
My bad.
You good? We gonna clock. We're gonna have to clock.
What do I have to do with this?
Pick an album.
Pick yeah.
And then
I like quicker yeah. than like immediately. Just like glance through and just be like that one.
Yeah.
Like
Lil Wayne Carter 2.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about. Way to get it done.
All right. Okay.
So we got people in the bathroom, all of that stuff. Paul, once again, wrap us up. Get us out of here.
Yo, it's been another episode of Amen Say Man. It's your boy P.
Rem the Model.
Nick G.
Steph Muse.
J Mo.
Marvelous.
Peace.
Maybe there'll come a time when I won't be sad.
need.